Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and I'm host of the show and producer of the show, Double Duty. And we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 10 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest on the show will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of business careers. I rewrote this and I got career. I hate when I use the same word twice. All of our guests have been selected because they're at different stages. Here we go again, of their careers. That means that we'll definitely have someone who will be able to answer all of your show business career questions. And some of the guests on our show include Grammy winners, Tony winners, Emmy winners. We have reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, script supervisors, stunt people, and we throw in an entertainment attorney around December. So be sure to tune in December. I don't know why, but everyone seems to need an entertainment attorney in December. If you missed any of our shows or need information about a specific entertainment career, please go to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com and search for our show title, Question Reality, or search by my name, Priscilla Leona. And you can listen or download any of our shows 24 hours a day. All of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And while you're there, please make sure that you get our newly designed free mobile app to be able to listen to all of our shows on LA Talk Radio. There's absolute fantastic shows on this station. I mean, it covers, if you don't know how to get your groove on, you don't know how to get sexy with it, well, there's a show about that. You want to learn guitar? There's a show about that. There's a show for everyone on LA Talk Radio. So make sure you get your free mobile app. Now, finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, or help listeners with sage career advice, we're currently booking for 2019. And as you know, my shows are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. And we're just starting to book for the summer season now, June to October. So please go to our official website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and click on the contact link to submit for guest interview consideration. We would love to have you on the show. Now, I have a couple things. You know, it is just so not formal on this show. First of all, I'm leaning over and my breasts are ready to heave me onto the table here because I need my microphone to be higher. So, Albert, could you please help me? Oh my God, it's so low. Oh, I like the feel of this microphone. I felt that a long time ago. That was great. Okay, so And then also, as you all know, we are Facebook Live. Okay, Facebook Live. But I also set up my own little camera. Albert, can you do that? Because normally I have that all ready to go. But I set up my own little Facebook Live so that I can do some editing and a lot of people want the clips sent right away rather than going on the Facebook page for LA Talk Radio, which is where you can find this. So I do my own little Facebook Live and then I do some editing and Insta beauty your ass so that you look like you're 18. So I am going to get that ready now. Albert, if you would do the honors. Yes, we'll do it together. Hold on now. There's something going on here. We're Facebook Living together. Hold on. We got it. And we're going to introduce this sexy man. I know you're looking at him like, who? Oh, in that? What with that? All right. Facebook Live. Here we go. Just live and start live video. Yeah. Now, how do I do it where we are? I want Max in there. I don't want to look at my old fat ass. When it comes on. It says starting live video. We're almost there, people. All right, let's just. Okay, why don't you be let stand here, and then when it starts. Okay, so very exciting guest on the show today. We have the hot, sexy man himself, Max Tucci. Hey, hold on, we got to wait for the special effect. You know, Albert's in charge. There you go. Tacky, I know, but I love my tacky special effects. I love it. Max Tucci is an MC, TV personality, motivational speaker, philanthropist, designer, and radio host. You can check out his website at maxtucci.com. He's on Twitter at maxtucci and Instagram, Max Tucci Radio. And today we are going to find out everything totally Tucci. I just made that up in the car coming over here. Welcome, Max Tucci.
Thank you.
Totally Tucci.
Totally
you
Tucci.
You need to have a show. Totally Tucci. By the way, are you related to Stanley Tucci?
He wishes.
Oh, y'all hear that? Now, let me tell you a little bit about Max. Now, you go to his website, again, maxtucci.com, T-U-C-C-I.com. But Max Tucci is an MC, TV personality, motivational speaker, philanthropist, designer, and radio host. And as a radio host, he is about to celebrate 10 years with me. We started about the same time, right?
We did.
I think you started before me. I started May 4th, 2008.
I think it's around the same exact time.
Yeah?
May.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Yeah.
So we'll both be celebrating together. Last year was the 10. Wait a minute. This is maybe the 11th.
Eleven.
It's 11.
It is 11.
Oh my gosh, 11. Yeah. Well, okay, 11. We are going to celebrate. I think we're going to have a little thing here at the radio station. I think Sam's going to put something on. Max has a popular show on LA Talk Radio right here called Max and Friends. Oh, there he is. We're LA living now. Is he a little tilted? Little tilted.
It's
all right,
the camera.
There you go. Okay, let me put it a little closer because now just make sure you talk up a little bit, honey. Give me a little
pull
high,
up that mic.
Pump up the volume.
I'm ready whenever you are. So whenever you want me to jump in, let me know.
Pump it. Now listen, Max, you got to check him out. We got Nicholas Saltos watching. Hey, Nicholas Saltos.
Hey, Nicholas.
Say Nicholas.
How you doing?
Okay. Nick actually is from New Jersey. Leonia, New Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah, but he lives right outside, like right over the bridge. He's a fantastic guy. You love him. All right. If we're going to get to this. So Max and Friends is right here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday at 8 o'clock, right?
8 o'clock, yep.
So you definitely want to check out his show, and I'll tell you why. Now, he's so interesting. He is a culinary and lifestyle expert. He's been featured on the shows America's Next Top Model, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Love that title. HEALS, wonderful spin on that. Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. And he referred a guest that was on my show. Who was that? The lady with the daughter who was
Jessica.
So Jessica.
Brianna.
Jessica yeah. Brianna.
Who has a show here now.
I know.
Yeah, Polish
I love
woman.
Her. Okay. So let's see. So many. Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. What's Cooking? Dr. Steve's show.
Yeah.
And his very own show called Eye on the People with Max Tucci on the CW WSFL. What is WSFL?
Florida. South Florida.
Oh, it was South Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just to name a few. I mean, when I did research on you, oh my gosh, it was like enough to fill a quarter page of a dictionary. You have done so much. It's absolutely amazing to be so young and to have done so much. Max is the creator of Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. And where is my damn vodka?
In the green room with my mother. That's why she's sleeping.
Oh, she's sleeping. Oh, my gosh.
We'll bring her on. We'll bring her on after.
She's been hitting the vodka.
Well, last night was Jessica's birthday, so we celebrated at Nobu, and my mom is definitely feeling it today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I usually hit the wild turkey, but I'm willing to try your vodka. I'm willing to spend my coin on your vodka. Don't know why I didn't get a bottle. See that? All right. So, so wait a minute, creator of Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, is it a flavored vodka?
Or? No, it's just a very pure, clean vodka from the Netherlands, yeah.
Oh, I love men from the Netherlands, so I think I'd like the vodka, too.
It's wonderful.
Does a Netherland man come with the vodka?
If we can arrange anything.
We need to do that. It's like, buy vodka, you get a hot guy from the Netherlands. I'm digging it.
There you go.
And Max is in the process of writing a book about his famous grandfather, restaurateur Oscar Tucci of Delmonico's in New York City. And Max has contributed to several books, including Big Shoes by Al Roker. I love Al Roker. Yeah. Every year, the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Love him. He's so funny. I love how he gets on the little cart and he rides. Oh, yeah, I'd be riding too. To hell with that damn walking. He just rides.
You need a jazzy over for the parade.
And let's see, Big Shoes by Al Roker, The Big Picture by Josh Sapan, and Extreme Entertaining Made Simple by Eduardo
Zoll. He was on Extreme Hell Makeover.
Oh, okay.
ABC. Yeah.
And Max has also contributed to magazines such as Eaton and CBS Watch Magazine.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. This
the tip
man,
of the iceberg.
It is the tip. I mean, literally, with this guy, Max, Google him. You will be reading. You'll need a cocktail. You'll need to put your feet up because this man, he's done just about everything. I couldn't even tell you all the stuff this man has done. Now, I wanted to say I love your full name.
Okay.
And can I say it out loud?
My pleasure.
It is like he's a Roman god in the days of our Lord.
What do you mean, like a?
Like, okay. Okay. Let me just run this name by you, okay? Oscar Maximilian Julius Tucci.
You forgot a couple.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Oh, that's all it was on the website. Is it more than
that?
Yes,
it's Oscar Maximilian Mario Carlo Julius Tucci.
Son of a bitch. I love that. Oh, my. Was she hitting the vodka?
I don't know what she was
hitting.
Mama
was hitting
the
vodka.
But it's kind of difficult to have sex with me because you don't know what to name to call out.
But you know what's good? Anyone that's having sex with you could pretty much call you any
anything.
Name. Any name. It's like, okay, he knows that it's
and
me.
And then Oscar Maximilian, my initials are Ohm. So you can exhale with me.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, yeah. Oh, Anthony, yeah, that could be in there. I understand that you are an Aquarius and your birthday is on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
My 40th birthday is coming up.
Now, I want to ask you, with your exciting jet set life, what are you doing? What's going on?
So we're having one party. First of all, thank you so much for having me here tonight.
Oh,
you know,
you're
I know
welcome.
We've
been trying 10 years.
We have been trying 11.
11 years, thank you.
And not only that, I know you shifted things around, so I'm really grateful.
Right.
And so yeah, for my birthday, I'm going to be spending it in Florida, for not on the day of, but the weekend prior to.
Okay.
And then we're flying here on my birthday, and then we'll be going out here.
Oh yeah.
And then...
Oh, tell me you're going to Hello Dolly, and you're going to we're going to Hello Dolly and that restaurant Frank and Musso's.
Oh, you're gonna have a great time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I know that there's things planned. I don't know exactly what.
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. And Oprah and I hate surprises. That's what you know. Aquarians don't really like surprises.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say that because I'm obsessed with Harry Styles and he's an Aquarius. February 1st, and I'd like to say, whip off my bra. Surprise!
Surprise. Why not? But yeah, and then after we're doing another party in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Well, you're going to jet set it all
over. We'll jet set it. But, you know, I'm a believer. I only celebrate the zeros and the fives.
Oh.
Yeah, so 40, like 45, 50 is old.
Oh.
Yeah, so 40 is going to be fun this year.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I've been 29 for decades, forever. So I celebrate the twos and the nines.
There you go.
And now, you are not only known as being an MC, a TV personality, mm-hmm. a motivational speaker, a philanthropist,
yeah.
got to figure out what you can throw my way, a designer and a radio host, but
yeah.
you're also known for being, oh, are you ready
go.
For this?
One of New York.
An inspirational thinker.
Oh, that's a good one.
A friend guru.
Yeah.
And now I get the inspirational thinker.
Okay.
I get, I would even go so far as to say muse. I can
okay.
see us being a muse. But what is a friend guru?
So it's a friend. Well, here's the thing.
I love that term.
Friend guru is a friend who also inspires, right?
Okay.
But I believe we're all our own gurus. So like in this life that we live, we are here to like live our best authentic life. So when people say like, oh, I search for this guru, I search for that guru, I spoke to this guru, I spoke to that guru. My reality is you're your own guru. You're your own friend guru.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful is Max and Friends, you know, I try to pull off that too. So friend and guru is, I think, just a wonderful term that I kind of coined and made up and said friend guru.
I like that. Now,
a friend is someone you trust in.
A sex guru, too?
You can call yourself what. Here's what I believe. You create your own reality. You can call yourself whatever you want.
I like that.
Right? I mean, question reality. Why question reality when you can create your own?
That's right. Well.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then question that.
Wow, yeah. I like to question all the reality. You know, this actual show was named for a song that my husband Albert wrote
mm-hmm.
called Question Reality. And it was about... when they killed John Lennon.
Okay.
About the reality.
Yeah, I remember hearing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, I like yeah. that term. So you're the friend guru and I'm question reality.
Yeah.
yeah. Now, so when I was doing research on you, I was verklempt over here when I found out that as a TV radio host, you are followed on Instagram by
Ooh.
Josh Flagg.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know Josh, he is one of the stars on Million Dollar Listing LA. I love that guy. He is sex hay, is what I call him. Sex hay. I don't know. There's something about him. I mean, I know, you know, unless I strap something on, he wouldn't give me the time of day. But I think he's sexy, and I would love to get a hold of him and try to convert him. Do you know Josh personally? Why is he following you on Instagram?
Well, you know, I bought a house here a year ago
oh.
in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh. Was he your real estate agent?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
So can I.
Yeah, millions of people are like, oh, no.
No.
Damn it.
I have a great real estate agent here, actually, with Compass. And, no, you know, I guess throughout the journey of life, you know, you meet people.
Yeah.
You know, I find it interesting. I love that you know who follows me.
Well, yeah. I do
who
a lot
does?
Of research. I know.
Who else is the blue check verified?
I got a list. I was like most impressed with my Josh. But what I loved was that when I went to your Instagram and I saw that,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, let me check out Josh's page.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dying because are you ready? Did you see this? Did you see that on Josh's YouTube page, he does a vlog?
Yeah.
And he was at a place called Party Goats LA.
Okay.
And he was getting a massage by goats.
Yeah.
It's a thing in LA.
And so is
yes,
goat
people.
Yoga. Goat yoga as well.
Goat yoga.
You do yoga with a goat.
Oh, wow. How does
I mean,
that
I think,
work?
You know, if we were in ancient Greece, it would be kind of very erotic.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there's really nothing new under the sun.
Wow.
But I think the goat aspect is picking up here in the state.
It is. I mean, what does the goat do? So Josh was there with his friend. I think it was the other guy, James, from Millionaire Listing. And what happens is they lay on the floor or they get in these poses and the goats jump up on their back and walk on their back. And, of course, there's somebody there giving them a little treat.
Okay.
And the goat's like, yeah. I'm not interested, but give me a treat. So it was fascinating.
Listen, what I've learned about
LA.
I
love that.
I think it's interesting. And what I've learned about LA is you could have an empty box, put the word hype on it, and someone will buy
that
it.
That is true. But the goat thing, that's a new one.
Well, it's like the peacock
like
that was the service animal at LAX.
What? I didn't
yes.
hear that one. Really?
Oh,
a peacock?
And then the best part is they go into all the service animals that are bizarre. There's like a kangaroo. There's a peacock. There's a snake. there's a goldfish, and it's like, where do we draw the line?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No damn service animal. Those are those are extra food supplies. If case they crash, they're like, I need a fish to fry up.
A peacock.
I need a peacock for some nutrients, some protein.
And then here I'm saying I need a peacock for a headdress.
That's right.
So that they find me.
Yep. If you don't put your makeup on, you can just put your peacock headdress on. Wow, I never heard that one. I'm going to Google that.
Oh, Google that story. It's actually hilarious.
Google that. I like that. Yeah. Now, let's talk about Max and Friends.
Please.
You have so many exciting guests on your show. Some of them, who I want to tell you about, have included one of my favorite people, author Jackie Collins. How was that?
You'll make me cry.
Oh.
Jackie, you know, Jackie used to come on the show. We used to do a, see, I can't even think because it's just so emotional. So Jackie used to come on my New Year's show.
Yeah.
And we would have the best conversations. I mean, so real, like, so fun. We would talk about sex, about Buddha, about Lalique, about authorship, about life in general. And she would give us her scoop about being in Hawaii with Kathy Griffin. Like, she was so authentic as a person and so real and so on. And that, you know, Auntie Jackie. Auntie Jackie.
Did she talk about her sister?
Oh, yeah, everything.
I love Joan.
Joan is great. Actually, I was in the car yesterday with Nikki Haskell. And we were going to Jessica's party and Joan called Nikki. So Joan was in the car yesterday. So that's a story for you to love.
God, she was so beautiful.
Jackie was a lot of fun. And one tip that really, you know, Max and Friends is really an inspirational show where everyone has a story, you know, and I feel like come to the show and come and tell your story or come and inspire others to tell their story. So Jackie always told people, if you want to write your book, and this is for anyone listening to your show tonight, if you want to write a book, write a page every day for 1 year and there's your book. And I thought that was like the easiest way because you look at, you know, we look at life and we look at tasks and we think, oh, I can't do it. Oh, it's impossible. Oh, this. And then that follows you.
That's
it becomes
right.
impossible. So when Jackie said one page a day for 365 days, you have a novel.
That is so weird because my New Year's Eve post on all of my social media pages was there's 365 days. What have you written today for your first page?
See?
So it's
there
if you break
go.
It down like that, it's much easier to think about.
And that's
life.
A Jackie. Listen, best-selling author. How many books? Her last book. She did a cookbook. I don't know if you know that.
No.
She did the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook. That was one of her last books that she wrote. And what was interesting was when I interviewed her on the show. You know, she died from cancer. And she knew she had cancer, but she didn't tell anyone. She didn't even tell Joan.
Wow.
And what was really fascinating was when I asked her on the show, what is a song that represents your life? It was I Will Survive.
Wow.
And, you know, now looking back at that, it really makes me understand why she said that. And it was very quick. And what was interesting was the weekend she died, I was going to my friend's wedding here in L.A. And Jackie and I were actually going to have lunch like that week.
Right.
And I get a phone call from, I think it was Rolanda Watts. And Rolanda Watts was like, did you hear Aunt Jackie died? And I thought she was talking about Jackie.
Oh, Jackie.
And I was like, what? Hey, that's not even real. Because Rolanda is very good friends with Jackie. And then I was like, no, she's like, no, Jackie Collins.
Oh.
And I was at, you know, and then I had to go to the wedding. And I was like, okay, this really like sucks now. But it was still fun at the wedding. But yeah. But I'm a big believer, you know, for spiritually wise.
They're spiritual.
Girl, I'm going to tell you the truth. I am so tired from last night. But yeah, it's so hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Dina, come in here and put this
sweating.
Air down. Jesus have mercy.
Dina.
But for the soul, there's neither birth nor death. It's eternal, everlasting. So I believe that, you know, we're all just here existing, but the soul carries on forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? Dina needs to come in here with a peacock.
I believe
that, too.
And
fan us with some feathers,
or
some
just
peacock
a big
feathers.
Cock.
Oh, I like that. So some of the other guests that you've had on was World Explorer Mike Horn.
My might favorite.
We might be related. H-O-R-N.
My favorite. Let me tell you, out of all of my, he is phenomenal.
What
Mike Horn is phenomenal. I'm so glad you said him because very few people know him. And yet I've interviewed now over 700 people.
Yeah.
I'm just on Max and Friends,
right.
not for my other shows. Mike Horn called me from like Antarctica, from a satellite phone.
Wow.
And he was talking about global warming. And it was the point where Al Gore was, you know, coming out with the soul. This was years ago, about Al Gore and everything. And he goes, there's politicians and there's explorers. And he was really, Pangea is the expedition he does. Rolls Royce and Panerai Watches are like sponsors for him. So he's like totally legit. And the most fascinating, anyone that calls you from a satellite phone from
in Antarctica, you know you're hooked
I'm like,
up.
You are like my new hero. And he like lost tips of his fingers from frostbite.
Oh.
The man is incredible. For those who don't know Mike Horn,
wow.
Google Mike Horn.
Wow.
I'm so glad you said him.
I'm so glad that I did because my last name is Horn and I thought, oh, I wonder if we're related.
There you go. You know, when people ask me who are your favorite interviews, Jackie Collins,
yep,
Mike Horn. Let's see if you have another one.
All right, let's see. I picked out the ones who I liked.
If
so,
it's LL, right. I'll die.
Hold on. Okay, so I picked Eva LaRue.
One of my best friends forever.
Emily Proctor.
Love my Emily.
International thinker Panache Desai.
I love Oprah Super Soul 100. He's amazing. Oh, his book, 33. You got to. Panache Desai is great. The book is 33 Steps to, I forgot now, but back when I read it. Amazing. Panache Desai is amazing. Who else?
Nile Rodgers.
Oh, Le Chic, you know Nile Rodgers. Yeah. That's but he just opened for Cher last week.
Oh, and do you know Florida. My friend Sean? You might know him. Sean Vanderwilt has been a backup dancer for Cher for like 10
amazing.
Years.
She was amazing.
He
last week
loves
her.
He said she is phenomenal. Well, she's so kind to
she's,
all.
Oh yeah,
of the
I can.
People.
I but Nile Rodgers, you know, he had cancer.
Yeah,
he's now cancer free.
Wow.
And he's jamming on stage, and nothing brought me greater joy. We were there to see Cher, and I didn't know that he was opening that night. Nothing gave me greater joy than to see. Not because when you love to do something and when you're ill and you can't do it and then you can finally do it again.
Right.
It's like I felt that joy because he was electric that
night. Was this her last tour in Las Vegas?
Everyone's her last tour.
I know. That's true. She has had about 12 comebacks.
Everyone, right.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, because Sean did that show. So,
yeah. It was so fantastic.
Wow. So he opened for her.
He opened.
Oh, wow. And yeah. That was the show that Kim Kardashian went to.
I was at the one in Florida.
Oh,
so I don't
okay.
know. Yeah.
Oh, yes. This was the one in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. So, Sophie B.
So
tell me about Sophie B.
Okay. So, ironically, my father's goddaughter is Sophie's aunt.
Oh.
So, yeah. And so, Sophie, I've interviewed on my TV show, Eye on the People. I've interviewed her here on Max and Friends numerous times. I love it. Felt like springtime on that February morning. In a courtyard. I mean, that's Sophie.
You're a great singer. You need to add that to your resume. You need to drop a track. Okay. Sophie B. It's Sophie B. Hawkins, of course. Yeah. Tiffany. Oh my God. Is this
we're
Tiffany?
Alone now.
Woo! Yes. Oh my God. I loved her. She was everything back in the
Tiffany.
Day to me.
You
oh
should
my
have her
God.
On your show.
Well,
I'll give you a contact.
Can you hook me up? Because yes. I swear I would play her record like 25 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her.
And I saw her. I love her.
She was on a couple cooking shows, and I could tell by her personality she was so cool.
So
and
cool.
like really flexible
Super.
And down to earth. Please get her for me.
Well, you
on
know,
the
it's
show.
Fun because, you know, we share the same studio, Studio
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And somewhere in the system, I have my literally like archives and catalogs of songs that I'm allowed to play on the show.
Yeah.
And every time I get that and I hear the intro, children behave. That's what they say when we're all right. So I get so excited for that song. I'm like, yes, TBS, Throwback Sunday.
She excites me so much. And then she was at the same time, Debbie.
Gibson. Deborah Gibson.
Loved Deborah Gibson, too. Those were my girls. Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Laura Branigan.
Laura Branigan. What? Give me that song. What
Which
was
one?
The song? What was the song, the famous song by Laura Branigan at the time? Gloria.
Gloria. And Te Amo. I mean, you know what? Pandora. I love the Laura Branigan on Pandora.
Oh.
It brings back my youth.
What gets me going is Tony Basil. Hey, Mickey, you're so
fine. You're blowing my mind.
That'll do it
there
all the time
go.
For me. And then you had on your show the Varsity Fan Club and Stacey Q.
Yep, Stacey Q. I love Stacey Q. Varsity Fan Club. So, you know, for years I did my show remotely.
Yeah.
I was always traveling. Now that I have a house here, I'm like, that's why I'm here in the studio.
I know, I'm wondering.
So, Varsity Fan Club, I was in Tennessee, I think the night that I was interviewing them. And they were boy band.
Yeah.
So many listeners that Sam called me, Sam who owns and operates LA Talk Radio called me. He goes, our system crashed.
Oh, no.
Like, there was like an overload of these teeny boppers tuning in.
Wow, it was like One Direction.
Oh, my God. I was like, we've got to bring them back every year.
Speaking of which, yeah. You know everybody in the world. Please tell me that you can make my fantasy man, no offense.
You've asked me this before.
Harry Styles.
You've asked me this before.
You need to please. Do you know? At this point, I'm ready to take Liam or Louie. Just
to get in the door.
Well, you know, Harry is so private. He's an Aquarius. And
we are.
And, you know, that is so odd because Aquarians are known for being one of the most sociable people that you ever want to meet. They usually have
private lives.
You can't even find any scoops on Harry Styles, right?
Nor on me.
No. Well, I did. I found lots of
scoops.
So I got scoops.
31 flavors and then some.
Yeah. So good.
I'm surprised you didn't say.
This is
like Max Tucci. This is your life.
This is your life.
Oh, my God. I love question reality.
You shared recipes with NBA legend Daryl Hawkins.
Chocolate Thunder.
What recipes were they?
Forget recipes. You know, we had a cooking show in the works. He was Chocolate Thunder and I was White Lightning.
And we had
this wonderful cooking show that we shot the sizzle for. It was so exciting. And he was just like the giant teddy bear, the sweetest man, and heart healthy, this and this. Has a heart attack, dies.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
So, but the point is that you have, whatever it is that you have to do, do it now. Don't wait.
Right.
Because the time that we shot the sizzle to the time he died, he had to go to Iraq. He went all over. He was on tour with the NBA, with the retirees to go support the troops. So we weren't able to do the cooking show. And I wish so much that we at least had like 5 shows in the can.
That's what I wanted to say.
He used to steam lobster in the fucking dishwasher.
Oh my God. In the dishwasher.
In this room right now. But in the dishwasher. In the dishwasher.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a way? Could we do that?
So here's the story. I'll wrap the story real quick how it happened. He was on this date with this girl and he was like, I was going to make her. He's so funny with his one-liners. I'm going to make her toenail polish come off her toes. I said, okay, how? So he goes, I was cooking dinner. All of a sudden, bam. I said, what happened? And he said there was a gas explosion outside of the house.
What?
So he couldn't use his stove. So he said, I had these 2 big lobsters and I had to get that toenail polish off her fucking toes. And he said, so I put the lobsters in the dishwasher and steamed them. And it worked.
Son of a
bitch. I don't know how, so I don't recommend it because there are proper temperatures. And I'm sure there's somewhere out there like on eHow. You know, I was a part of eHow and all those cooking shows. So I'm sure there's a way out there.
You know, there are people out there going to try to steam.
Tweet us. Let us know. Tweet me at my station. Yes. Let me know how to steam a lobster.
I'm putting a challenge out. Yeah. Try to steam a lobster. You know, those bitches cost so much.
Or don't try to steam it. Let us know how you do it.
Exactly.
And that you've succeeded.
Yes.
Because we don't need to figure out how you tried and then people get sick because they listen to us.
Oh my God.
So make sure you know what you're doing. When you have the recipe that's perfected, let us know how you perfected it.
I like it. And you spilled tea with Bravo's Real Housewives. Now I want a Real Housewife on my show. Who do you know?
Oh my God.
Who can we hook me up with?
I've interviewed almost
everyone
from every cast.
See, now my favorite was, I originally started watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then I went to New Jersey, and then I was like all New Jersey.
Oh,
I'm
so Jacqueline
East Coast.
Laredo was on the show. You know, Jacqueline.
She's not on there anymore.
No.
Why is Jacqueline not on there?
You'll have to have her on and ask her.
Can you
tweet her?
Well, can I say? You got.
Listen.
Max
here's
Tucci?
What I know. If can you I want say, something, you've got to do your
but
work.
I've got us. But you know how this business.
Just tweet.
Is. You
I guarantee
have
she'll tweet
a
you
connection.
Back.
So if I say I know the Max,
say Max Tucci from Max and Friends on my show. Come on my show.
All right.
I can't promise anything, but
no, you can't
throw it out
all
there.
Right, but I can throw your name. Your name's got some. What is it? Got some coins behind.
Coins.
It got some gold coins. Now you I didn't know what this meant.
Okay.
Apparently you had someone on the show who's a mistress and a murderer. What does that mean?
Okay.
A mistress and a
Hello.
Murderer.
Hello. Who was like the famous woman who was not only a mistress but had call women?
Oh, the one here, the lady here.
She now owns
what is
a
her
pet
name?
Store with
what
parrots.
What is her name?
Do you know who?
Is Teresa Karen?
No.
What was her name? She was the madam of Beverly Hills, right? Is
okay,
that who you're
she had
about?
The black book.
Yeah, I know.
She now has a pet store with Playboy bunny Yvette Lopez.
Does anybody out there know
yes.
who we're talking about? She was the madam from Beverly Hills. I don't remember her name. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting so old.
That's okay.
but anyway, I was
right,
like,
I'm not going to give it up right away.
Entrepreneur.
Oh, I'm not going to give it up right
somebody,
away.
Somebody, I'm looking. People are guessing now.
Tell me the names. Hey, everyone watching.
No, they're guessing. Like,
okay, guess. Tell me. Read them.
All right, people. No, no.
Oh, they're
no
guessing,
names.
Guessing,
like,
guessing.
I'm guessing. I'm
okay.
guessing.
Okay. Very famous. Was arrested.
Okay.
Now has a pet shop with parrots specifically.
Albert, look that up, please. Can you Google it? Madam of Beverly Hills. She was arrested, I think, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very famous.
And I cannot remember her name, but
yes, you can.
Gosh.
You will. The minute you all hear it, you'll know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hi, Beth. Hi, Mark
hey,
Bessinger.
Beth.
There's like, oh, yeah, Stanley. Beth Martin Brown is watching and waving to you. Mark Bessinger is watching and waving to you. Hey, Max.
Hey, everyone. Should we give it up?
Oh, so
Should
many
we say
people,
who it
they
is?
Just keep coming. Yeah, who is it? Who
Heidi
was?
Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss. Heidi Fleiss.
The best.
That's who it is.
So much fun.
So you interviewed
yeah.
her. What did you say? What did you talk about? Did you get any
well,
tips?
Well, you'll have to go to latalkradio.com/Max.
What date?
And we have 10. Oh, goodness.
See?
I'll post it. I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find it.
All right.
And so the murderer had nothing to do with her. Get this. So in the 10 years, now going into 11 years of doing shows, very seldom do I want to end a show early.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know. Me too.
I love my guests.
Yeah.
And this one guest in particular, we've pulled the archive from the show. From the show, from the archive, rather. And we're talking, and he's this motivational speaker, has tens of thousands of listeners and followers, whatever. And I didn't like his energy.
Oh.
And I was this was over the phone. This wasn't in the studio.
Oh.
And when I do shows remotely, I'm like, I can, Sam and I, who are Dina or Ronnie or Roni, whoever's here, we message one
yeah.
another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, let's rap. And they're like, what's wrong? I was like, I just can't. Like, I felt like so heavy. So what had happened was I thought it was just so full of shit. And fast forward, I get this like, I guess a Google update or something about him. And he had murdered his girlfriend.
Before and you had him on the show or
after?
Oh.
Chopped her up. Put her in a box in her house, goes to her friend's house and says she's missing. And if they've seen her, this was Thanksgiving, and they ask him for dinner and he stayed.
Oh my God.
This is true.
Oh.
So now, you know, me, I'm like, as an interviewer, I mean, I interview people. So I said, I want to interview him from jail.
Yeah, you want to.
Like, now I've got to go like the FBI.
Yes.
I got to interview him.
Oh my gosh.
And then I said, you know what? I don't want that energy to follow
yeah.
me. But it was quite. And my question to him would have been, like, why did you think you can dupe people?
Yeah.
You know, when you have all of these followers, I believe there's like, and here's the thing. We're not, people aren't held accountable anymore.
Yeah.
And there's really the responsibility. You know, it's fun to say, oh, I have 1.8 million. I have 5 million. I have 20 million followers. But there's a responsibility that
That's
you have
right.
when you have these people, because you are an influencer.
That's right.
And when this person came on the show and had this influence that he had on people, why did you think it was okay? You know, obviously there's a whole mental
yeah.
disorder there. And so for me, I wanted to find out what that was.
Wow.
Maybe
but you,
one day.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe one day.
Oh, that's too dark for me. But Max has also had Playboy bunnies on the show.
Yes.
He's had sports legends, gurus, we're back to that. But the gossipers.
Who?
I don't know. You said it says gossipers.
Oh, well, because, you know, Monroe King, who... bless his heart, bless his soul, Roger King, who was Oprah, you know, who gave Oprah King World Production. So she does the intro for my song and the intro for the show. And she said, Max and friends, he says, what do you want? You know, listen in to hear what Max's dish. And now they talk about this Max. Anyway, so we talk about gossip. You know, I don't really do that as much anymore.
Yeah.
And when the show first started, it
They'll
was.
They'll sue your ass.
That's okay.
Days.
No, like, listen, the Wendy Williams, allegedly. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's all I have to throw out, allegedly. But, you know, the show was originally called To The Max.
Right.
On BBS Talk Radio. Remember that?
Yes.
BBS Talk Radio. And then it turned into Max and Friends. And
yes.
with that came the new theme song from Monroe King. So the gossip, you know, what we do is we kind of get, you know, gossip columnists to come in and there's the Oscars or the Emmys or the Grammys. We talk about it. And then what I like is the gossip from the after parties, after the show. Ooh, not in the gossip like, oh, who's cheating on whom or whatever. Yeah. No, I want to know like who ate what, who drank what, who fought, who fell asleep at the table, who was who was holding back, you know, whoever's hair. It was like whatever.
Max Tucci has a hangover from.
I don't know.
I'm gossiping about it right now.
I don't have a hangover. I have a sleep hangover.
Sleep
I am so exhausted.
Oh.
Because we were out late. And you know what? My mother taught me a long time ago never to drink in public.
Really?
And I have stuck to that.
Oh.
I'm 40 and you will never find me ever wasted in public.
Isn't that something?
It is one of the best things you could teach anyone.
And what's your mom's name, Mom?
Gina. Mama Gina.
Gina Tucci.
Yeah, she has the hangover.
She's the one
that's
sleeping on the couch.
She doesn't listen to her own advice.
Gina Tucci's on the couch right now.
No, I'm because last night, so I get Jessica, you had her on the show.
Yeah.
So her 50th birthday. Jessica has a show here, by the way, called Polished Woman. She's a live stream in the Green Room studio. And it's called Polish Woman every Monday at 1 o'clock. And I also direct that show.
Jessica's daughter was
Brianna
was on
Making a Model
with Yolanda Hadid. Yeah. And we had them on the show. One of the best shows ever. Oh my God.
So much fun.
Blew up. Oh, I couldn't even answer.
Yeah. So she has the show here. So last night we left Nobu. We got back. I got back to my house at about 11:30 at night. And Jessica, love, you have to come over. She lives in Calabasas.
She's very nice.
Right? So I had to drive to Calabasas from here. By the time I got home, it was 3:30 this morning.
Oh, my. Well,
and then I was up at like 8.
Perfect. Perfect. So, well, you're
that
rocking
that debunks
it
your gossip right there.
There's some gossip. Now, I just realized we got to rock this
but
out
you,
10
did
minutes.
Did you have on your list?
I had.
Comedian? Lisa
Lampanelli? Lisa
Lampanelli.
Woo! Yeah, that you left with Lisa Lampanelli and cried with Ma Jaya.
Ma Jaya. Ma Jaya she passed, but she has a wonderful ashram in Florida, Sebastian, Florida, called Kashi Ashram. And she wrote a book, The 10 or 11 Karmic Spaces. And Ricky Martin came out to Ma Jaya.
Oh,
so he was actually at the ashram and waiting to talk to her. And like her, you know, advisors are like, there's someone here to talk to. And they like kept him waiting. And she's like, who's here? I love Ma Jaya. Her real, Joyce from Brooklyn. And she's like, who's here? They're like, someone named Ricky Martin. She's like, Ricky Martin is here and you're making him wait to talk to the guru? Bring him over. So basically, and I loved Ma. She was so much fun. And she came on the show. My interview with Ma Jaya was the last interview she recorded.
Oh, really?
And it was a two-part special. We had to continue and we had no idea. You know, this is kind of weird now that I'm thinking about it. A lot of my guests, get the last interview.
Next thing you know, oh my God, Albert, I'm going to drop dead tomorrow. I have touched Max. I'm on the deathbed right now as we speak.
But that was fascinating.
You cause us to move on to a higher plane.
I do.
You are the catalyst.
I am the light and the way.
We'll leave it at that. So we are going to try to rock through this. First of
all right,
you were born in New York City, New York. You are the grandson of the famous restaurateur Oscar Tucci of Oscar's
Delmonico's.
And if you've never been to Delmonico, I don't know what's happened to you in your
But you
life.
And I would
you
have a problem there because you like your steak well done.
I know.
Yes, with ketchup, probably.
No ketchup.
Okay, good.
Soy sauce.
Oh,
no. Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, okay.
A1 Worcestershire. I'll bring it in my purse.
But well done. You might as well eat a shoe.
I cannot eat anything with blood in it.
Okay.
But I know.
That's fine. But when you try a steak that's been like, you know, 45, 65 day, you'll appreciate it.
All right. Well,
it's the quality of the meat. I think that will change
I haven't been able to afford that yet, but when I get to
Delmonico's. New York, you let me know. And Delmonico's is famous. It's America's first fine dining restaurant since
1800s. A lot of people don't know the history. Yeah. Real quick. It started
1827. And then it closed in Prohibition during 1920s due to Prohibition, not because of serving alcohol, but because alcohol was used in the recipes to create the dishes.
Yes.
So that became
sauce,
one of the big problems.
The Bernina,
a lot of them. Yeah, I mean,
the Delmonico's sauce.
Yeah, well, it's famous for Eggs Benedict, Lobster Newburgh, Chicken a la King, the Delmonico's steak, Oysters Rockefeller, Baked Alaska.
They were created there.
And the wedge salad, which my grandfather created in the 1930s because there was, you know, it was a tough time, the 1930s.
Yeah.
And when he went to the farms, he used to drive to either Brooklyn or Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Let's talk real quick. How did your grandfather come to own...
Wonderful question. 1926, my grandfather was in New York. He saw the Delmonico building. It was a famous historic name. The building was vacant since early 1920s. And he said, I'm buying this building and I'm going to resurrect Delmonico's. Without him, they would have knocked down the building. Without him, the restaurant would have been over. Without him, the history that Delmonico's known as today would no longer exist. So that's what the book is about. My grandfather going in, being the restaurateur, seeing the vision that Delmonico's was, not recreating it, but bringing it back to
reviving
life.
It,
and
yeah.
During that time, he had so many, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, President Nixon. Every president has died in Delmonico's since Abraham Lincoln. So he carried the torch. Ava Gabor, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Gypsy
Frank
Rose
Sinatra.
Lee. If you could name them, the 1950s were the most. If I had to do a book on just a decade, it would be the 1950s.
Yeah.
And it was really, it's one of the most historic restaurants. And now, you know, I go now with Whoopi Goldberg, and we have her birthday party there. Whoopi's my pal. I mean, Delmonico's really. Our family doesn't own it, but we have the
Croatian
trademark.
Guy owns
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well,
now.
We have the trademark, and you know, we're working together, let's
say.
Your
grandfather owned it until when?
Well, we owned it until 1987.
And 87.
From 1927 till 1987.
Wow.
And when he opened it, it was first a speakeasy and then returned back into the restaurant after the 30s.
Wow.
But so get this. So I'm writing a book.
And what's the name of the book?
Title's unknown. But Becky Diamond, who's my co-writer, co-author, she wrote the book The $1,000 Dinner, which is a fabulous story about two restaurants competing, Delmonico's one and another one in Philadelphia. Can you believe to get a publisher is like pulling teeth from a gorilla?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's and they really tell bad. Me like, oh, what's the relevance? I'm like, it is the most historic. Everyone who has a TV show now, everyone who has a restaurant now, if you go back to the genesis, which I call the roots of Delmonico's
right.
During Oscar's time, he employed Sirio from the Cirque, Tony May from the Rainbow Room in San Domenico, Harry from Harry's Hanover Square, Donatella's father. Everyone worked first for Oscar.
That's right. And it must be like...
it's like this tree. It's like literally a culinary tree.
Oh, we got 5 minutes. Oh, so we don't know the title. Do we know when about approximately what time
this is the elephant
coming
birth.
Out?
I have been working on this book for like now 11 years.
11 years.
And I don't mind the 11 years because every time we turn a chapter, we learn more.
Right.
And so it really has to be because there's been so many restaurants. There's a book right now called like the 10 restaurants that changed America. All inaccurate about Delmonico's, my grandfather's error. There's very, I mean, you can Google it. There's very few stories because
right.
I own them all. I have menus from the 1800s, from when the royal family of the UK
really?
Ate there. I have pictures of Babe
Ruth's
wife.
Are you including them in the book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be
so
great.
So we'll see.
Please,
listen,
will you come back on the show when you're
It'll
ready
be my
to
pleasure.
Drop it?
Yeah.
So we can promote
Absolutely.
It. I feel like I'm in a nightclub right now. If anybody's hearing this, there's like some drums going on. I don't know where that's coming from, but it's Channel 2. Oh, okay. So, real quick, I want to get to this. When you were 15 years old, oh my God, you did so much. You met renowned fashion photographer, model, scout, and agency owner Beth Bolt,
yeah.
Who was responsible for discovering supermodel Naomi
Campbell.
And then you went on to be, at 15, you were scouting and shooting models
yeah.
For respected agencies such as Ford and Next.
Yeah.
So exciting.
And here's my most exciting.
We don't have enough. I got
I'll tell you a quick story.
I
call myself now the Subway Scout. I was in New York 2 years ago, discovered this girl, Fatou Job. She is now Hermes, YSL, Balenciaga. She's doing Chanel,
wow.
Every major show. I found her in the subway one night.
Wow.
Literally for 1 year, we worked together. I told her, trust me. If you trust me, I will make you a star. And here now, she's one of the biggest models. She's on the cover of Numero magazine.
Wow.
She's in Italian Vogue this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to talk real quick. You received a telephone call from celebrity stylist who asked you to become a lifestyle fashion expert for the season of America's Next
first
Top
season.
Model. First season.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with Tyra Banks. First of all, did you get a meet her? And
of course.
How great is she?
Amazing.
Obviously, you met her.
Love her. I was called to do the show. And they said, I said, what's the show about? They're like, we really don't know, but we want you to be a part of it. I said, great. So I went to the hotel. Tyra was there, and they introduced me to Tyra. And they said, Max is going to be on the show. She said, wonderful. The next thing you know, I'm with Puffy's mom, with Constance White, from the New York Times fashion expert, writer. And we were on the show.
Wow.
And the producers got mad at me at one point because there was a girl that was there, and they were saying, tell her she's a plus-size model. This was before, like, the Ashley Grahams, who, like, plus-size became a thing. And I said to her, you have a PhD. Why do you want to be a model? And they got mad at me.
Oh, Lord. Whatever. I can say that. But, okay, so real quick, you were voted from Gotham Magazine 100 Most Ellable Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, my
of
God.
New York,
that,
of
that's,
New York.
That
Gotham's
is...
one of Did we just cut out the sound? There we go. I'm losing all my sound. One of New York's most eligible bachelors.
But you're not a bachelor anymore. You locked it down. Okay, never mind. We'll move on to that.
We keep our private life private.
That's true. He is an Aquarius. We're not getting that out. Due to all of your overall achievements, mm-hmm. you were added to the list of Marquis Who's Who 2010 and 2011.
And 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it means, but I get like a plaque every year. How can I celebrate vanity? Be part of Who's Who and get a plaque.
Oh my God, he's dusting off those. Okay, so lastly, I understand now you are venturing into becoming an MC.
I am.
What kind of MC?
Well, for years I've been doing it, just not being paid for it. And so finally my manager is like, why aren't you being paid for doing this? Because I do a lot of charity events.
Okay.
That's the philanthropic part of who I am. So I was like, you know what? This is, and I used to give my time in MC events. Last night I became the MC for Jessica's event. I was like, without even knowing it, because there wasn't one. So I really enjoy MCing because it brings the room together. I love seeing people. I believe together we rise, and we're in a room for charity, and together collectively we're there. I love to make people like donate money.
Right.
And then so it turns into not only MCing charity events, but MCing all kinds of events. So I love it. I've been doing
it. So it's MC for charity.
Anything.
Don't be trying to hire him.
We have like one.
Don't be trying to hire him for your 12-year-old's birthday party.
Listen, that's not true. If the check is good, I'll be there. Joan Rivers once said, never turn down anything.
Okay. Well, if you MC,
I'm available. Okay. Find me anywhere.
Okay. So Harry Styles, please hire Max so that I can come and to your party. Okay. So we have to have you back on because I've got three other pages. The research on you was like 5 pages long.
That's
and
so
I didn't
fun.
Even get to cover it. So we got to talk about more of your laurels and accolades.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Say goodbye to your fans.
Bye,
Max.
Y'all. Thank you for tuning in and catch me on Max and Friends tonight, 8:00. We have a great guy coming on, G. Brian Benson. He's going to join me, an author, TEDx speaker. We're going to inspiring. 8:00 here on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
And
follow me on Twitter at Max Succi and Instagram Max Succi Radio.
That's right. And we will wait for his book to come out this year.
I will. You will get a direct message from me when it happens.
Come on now, 11 years. No. This is the year.
Tell the publishers. Tell them.
You self-publish yourself. I mean.
With this kind of book, it has to have a publisher because it's going to be. It has to be. I'm not against self-publishing. Yeah. I have thought about it.
Yeah.
But I really want a house behind me to promote it as well.
All right.
So tell the publisher.
Publish Max Tucci. All right. We got Totally Tucci leaving us right now. He's got to go regenerate for his show
tonight
at 8:00.
I'm going to TJ Maxx with my mom.
Oh, your mom is staying right on that couch.
TJ Maxx.
I'm going to go in her purse and get a bottle of vodka right now.
Oh, in the car she has Maker's
Mark. Oh, she's got it. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll have Max Tucci back on. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.